These mornings we have been looking at Luke chapter 14.
Tunkar karta chung jong khan jingtin Luke chan chen thalo ji ak bung som le pali thu kha kan lai kha ani kha.
Our subject has been true discipleship.
Lali swa zui te dik kan thu pui ani ya.
And if you will remember, I said there is a difference between being just a believer and a disciple.
Lasya jeng chuan kan sei tong khan ring tu ni le zui tu ni a hian danglam na awom ani kha.
It's like the difference between just having a foundation and having a complete house.
In satura alung phum ringa phum le in asapum to nen adanglam na chu kan thei kin tho ani kha.
When we talk about evangelism, all churches are interested in evangelism, going out to preach the gospel in other places.
It's
very good to ask, what does a missionary do when he goes to another place?
Missionary khan rongbol tura kal khan enge awati thin ti hine.
Does he go there and only make believers or make disciples?
Kamuna khan vakalin ring tu awasiam ringot nge zui tu krista zui tu awasiam thin.
Supposing the people who came to build houses in Aizawl only built foundations, the whole city was full of foundations.
Tuna hian Aizawl kho pui chunga hian in lo sa don ta hom sela alung phum ringa phumin a in tak sazo lo sela lung phum ringa tin he khoi khat ta chuk mai sela.
What sort of city would this be?
In an khu pui nge niang
with not even one house.
In pakhat om in om mi alo alung phum ringa om phur che an khu nge niang.
Maybe two or three houses but thousands of foundations, uncompleted houses.
Ah thing deu chon an lo sapum mai the in hin thum vel cho om mai the ma sem hun danga in sak pum om si lovin.
And if you wanted to choose a place to stay,
tin khata khan zan riak turin mun han thang don ta la,
which would you choose, a foundation, an uncompleted house, or a completed one?
Khoi jong nei thanang lung phum ringot sak pum lo khang e in sak pum achung nei abang nei kha.
It is the same with God.
Tu su pathian la kha poi nang chi ani.
God wants to come and dwell in our midst.
Pathian hian kan jinga ron chen adua.
And he has sent his disciples into all the world not just to lay a foundation.
Lali suan arong bol tu te khovel pum puyan tir swa khan
build
e lung phum phum tu ringotin atir swak ani lo
to build completed houses.
Amai ra tu in pum saturin atir swak ani.
Jesus said in Mark 16,
ma tantin tha markazia bung som le maruk.
Mark 16 and verse 15,
chang som le pangana khan.
Mark 16
sathe tha marka jek bung som le paru
and verse 15
chang som le pangana.
He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation.
Alali suwa khan khovel zong zong akal ula til siam zong zong hena chantin tha sil ro u.
He who has believed and is baptized shall be saved.
Alinga baptisma changchu chandamin an omanga.
So that is one of the great commissions that Jesus gave.
Chu chu la li suan ama zui tu te thu pek ro pui tak ape.
Ani he gave two.
Thu pek pa hi ape a.
This is the first one.
Te hi pakhat na chu ni.
Go into all the world
khobel zong zong akal ula
preach the gospel to every single person.
Thil siam zong zong the na chan chin cha hi sil ro u ti in ti tur ape ni.
That means tell everybody about this good news.
Tumi om zia tu en kimin chil the ang pian ne na khan chan chin cha hi sil ro u ti na tu.
Of what Jesus has done for us.
Lali suan kan ta na min ti sak zong zong kan tuang chuak tu ra.
And there are many many people doing that.
Mi tam takin chu chan ti renga.
But Jesus gave one more commission in Matthew 28.
Chan chin tha ma thai zia bung som hi le paria ta khan lali suan ti tu thu pe dang apele a.
He said in verse 19,
chang som ni le paria bung som ni le paria chang som le pakwa.
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations.
Suti chuan kal ula nam tinami zirti ra te siam ula tin ashila.
Here he tells us not just to go and preach to them the gospel, but to make them into disciples. So we can, when you put both together, you get the truth. To understand what the Bible teaches, we must be careful that we don't just take one verse by itself.
Bible thui kan shiri thia don ani chuan chang khat amal te a kan la fal bi kan ni chuan thu tak kan shathi don lova.
You remember how Satan came to Jesus with one verse.
Satan akar la li swa them khan pathian tu chang pakhat mamin ang them ani kha.
He said it is written, his angels will protect you, so jump down. Jesus said, it is also written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God, so I'm not going to jump down.
So,
what do we learn from that temptation? We learn that Satan can even quote a Bible verse to us to lead us astray. There are many Christians in the world today who have been led astray with one verse. That one verse must be balanced with another verse. In God's creation of man, there is a balance. You see the left side of the body and the right side of the body. Now if you cut a man down the middle, and he's got a left hand
kut veilamaneya
and a left eye
mit veilamaneya
and a left ear
beng veilamaneya
and a left leg
ke veilam aneya,
it's all good, but it's not a man. To make him a man, you must add the other half, the right hand and the right eye and the right leg. Truth is like that. If you have only one verse, it's like having half a man. Satan came and told Jesus, it is written, Jesus said, it is also written. He completed the truth. This is a very simple principle when we try to study the scriptures. It's like the two wings of a bird. If you cut off one wing, the bird is going to be imbalanced. It's going to be difficult to fly.
Or
like one wing of an aeroplane. It can't take
off.
If you fly with only one wing, you will just go round and round in a circle. And that's what many Christians do. They've got one verse, and that's all they've got. And they're always in one point all the time. They're not making
it.
They're not making progress. We need both wings of truth to make progress. Let me give you some examples. Jesus was God.
ลลิสวาคาปะเทียนนี่อ่ะ
it's only half the truth
จู่จู่ทุติจันเวนี่
he became a man
ปะคันเลจวนมิชิงาอะลอซังอ่ะ
you put them both together you get the full truth
อะปะนีคานหันเบลคอมตาอุลาทุตักฟัมกิมาจัวลอสวากันนี
่ john says we saw his glory full of grace and truth
โซฮานะจวนอะรอปุยนะจูคงไอนะแหละมงไอนะอัตตะคินกันหูนี่อะเตีย
so the glory of god is also balanced
จวนปะเทียนรอปุยนะปอจูอะอินบุตอกันนี
่ it's not only grace
คงไอนะไมอะนี่ละวะ
it's not only truth
ทุตักไมนี่ละวะ
it's grace and truth
ทุตักแหละคงไอนะอินกอบอะนี่
see john chapter 1 verse 14
ซันซินทาโซฮานะจิยาบุงซอมแหละ
John 1:14
บุงขัดสร้างสมเลยปะลี
We read there that the glory of God was seen in Jesus full of grace and truth
ถ้าตาเฮียนป้าฟะมาในรูปุยอังนะรูปุยเสียกันหูคงไหลทุตะคินะขัดติกันหัว
If it was only grace
คงไหลนะริงอดโลนิตาเสล่ะ
It would have been good but it would not have been the complete glory of God
อัธโธไมเถมาเสปะเทียนรูปุยนะฟัมกิมรนลันชวนะอะนิโล
If it was only truth that also is good but it would not have been the complete glory of God
ทุตักริงอดคณิตาเสล่ะอัธโธวาอมายราจุปะเทียนรูปุยนะฟัมกิมอะลานิโลวะนิ
Some believers have a lot of grace
ริงตุดัมตะเกมคงไหลนะจุกันอันนา
They are very loving
Ami te pon mangai theya
they can mingle with everybody
Ami tu pon kom theya
but they don't stand for the truth
Ma se thu tak ta nien anding suang ai lawani
they are compromisers
A khovel thil nen in siam rem kop du mi
they are diplomatic people who try to please everybody because one side of truth is missing
Ami ti lom lo hlawa tong kam thiam ta kami te ti lom tu ma nung thin mi an ni
and then there are certain other believers who are full of truth
Tin ring tu chi khat le chu thu tak ka khat chi an oma
they're always fighting for the truth
a thu tak khit le thu di chi an nai na a thu an sual so pon tum chi na ni
there is no grace no kindness no compassion in their life
amar thu tak an du na kara chuan khongai na mangai na an nu na khan om tel chuan
they are also imbalanced
an ni po chu thanei thanei kim lo ang thaking bai ang an ni
jesus had both
Masela li suwa ka chuan pat ni in
that is the wonderful thing about Jesus
Tu tu la li suwa ro pui na bi chu ani
to be a disciple means to follow Jesus to become like him
Zir tir kan ni chuan la li suwa ama anga ani na ang pu zui tu kan ni tu rani
For example when Jesus saw a leper
atina la li suwa khan phar an bu khan
he could have spoken a word and healed him
a tong kam khat lek and so isela adam mai don ani
don't you think he could have done that
ati thin ringem
why did he touch that leper why did he put his arms around him
ani le phar khanga tinge hetia avakai kwa kherni akut hetia chunga wada kherni
why
ena tinge
because in those days lepers were not even allowed inside the town they had to be far away nobody would even go anywhere near them
kati hun lai khan phar khan ten em em in chunga pon da lawa khopona anda mi te mu thei lawin le khoi thei lawin anda sang thi ne
even their relatives left them outside the town
an chung te nge pon po lo turin pon lama anda bo thi na
people wouldn't even touch them they wouldn't even come near them
a khoi ju soi lo an bun nai ringot pon kal du lo bani
and so Jesus knew what this man needs is somebody to love him
ju vain la li suwa khan in kha phar khan adam na mai ni lawin ama mangai tu po ama mo telani ti asia
and so he touched him
tu wangin akutin awak khoini
and healed him
tichuan ati damta ani chawana
he used his hands to show the grace of god
akut na an kwa khan pathian khongai na an lan tira
then one day in the temple we see jesus using the same hands to show the truth of god
tin temple khan wai khatola li son kha kut ve kha pathian khongai na lan tirna and lekle
he saw people sitting there making money in the name of religion
abekin ko 12 vela khan an pui thiam la mi te khan in thoina
and
sava te hanin la poisa te thengin khatang sum don na hunan lo siam ani tian huwa
he sat down and made a whip of cords
tichuan an thua free swalin a buak na turan siama
and the same hands that touched the leper now took a whip and chased people out of the temple.
Kizon kha par mangai taka ku na kut ngei khan kha khriswa khan la a khang sumdong ho khabye kin kota sumdong ho kha an hota ni.
You see the beauty there was in Jesus Christ.
La li so moi na le du om na kha in huthem le.
Full of grace.
Mangai nai na kha ta.
Full of truth.
Thu takina khat poka.
He was not one sided.
Pakhat jingo ta khan atui hua lo.
Now to use an illustration from our body.
Kan taksa chang hian ai te hin na khan soile taila.
See our bodies, we have got bones and flesh.
Kan taksa hian ti sa le ru. Kan taksa hian ne ya.
Supposing you had only one of these two.
Pakhat chau ru chawe mo ti sa chawe mo lo nei ta la.
We can say the bones are like truth and the flesh is like grace.
Te kan soi te yang kan taksa hi kan ru hi thu tak lo ni ta se la. Kan taksa kan ti hi khongai na. Lo ani theini.
Supposing I was full of grace with no truth.
Khongai nan khatai la thu tak tel si lo vin.
That means I can believe what the Roman Catholics believe, I can believe what the Hindus believe, I can believe anything because I don't have any truth.
Chumini chuana Catholic ho nan ring kha ka ring ve the Hindu ho nan ring ka ring ve the ke ma hian in engma om zia om lo wangin.
But I have a lot of love.
Ma sengin mangai na ero chukanga athu tak kane
no truth, no truth.
Thu tak kha ke ma om si lawa.
I'll be like a body with no bones.
To be honest, you ru nei lo tak sa ang pu ang kane don ne.
What will happen to me?
Ti so nang ti nge ka omang.
I'll just collapse. I can't stand.
So phanu mai don ang ding thei don lawa.
Some people are like that.
Tu su mi tam tak om dan chu ani re nga.
If you don't have any bones, you can squeeze through any opening.
Ru nei lo chu ani ne manga. In som top to panga kok te reu te te apoi lu tang zung zung thei mai don na.
Because I have no bones, I can just make myself into any shape.
Ru ka nei lo wangin apian chi sang sang khan du tuang han kom thei don ani.
I can be long like a snake or I can be round like a ball because I have no bones now.
Sangin a ru langin sei pui pon kan siam thenga sangin ball langin mum de tul pon kan siam thenga ru ka nei lo wang ka du tuang in kom thei.
And there are some Christians like that.
Tu tiang chu ring tu tam tak om dan hi.
They can fit in anywhere.
Athil ena po khanin rim takina nom theini.
With the Hindus they'll be like the Hindus, with the Catholics they'll be like the Catholics, with the Muslims they'll be like the Muslims.
Hindu ho jinga ton Hindu anginan omanga Roman ho jinga ton Roman anginan omanga Musliman ho jinga ton Musliman anginan omve mai don.
There are a lot of Christian theologians like that, no bones, no truth.
Ring tu patian tu thiam chutiang ang ru nei lo po chu an tamani.
Jesus was not like that.
Lali Isua kha chutiang chu ni lo.
He stood for the truth.
Thu taka ading heta.
Even if they killed him, he would stand for the truth.
An ha pon kha thu tak rina khan ading heta ni.
Now take the other side.
Ale lam kha han le tai la.
Supposing we were only bones and no flesh.
Ru ring lot ni ta la ti sa he ni sa te lo hian.
Supposing one day you're walking down the road and you see a man coming only bones. Walking towards you.
Kho lai kala ru ring lot mai kha tak sadang ti sanei lo kha muta la eng tin nge yomang.
A skeleton walking towards you in the night.
Ro a jana khate lo kal ta khan muta phut mai ula.
Will you feel like going and embracing him or will you feel like running the other way?
Na va kala va kwa ti bai bu ngai do anga tlan chiat mai.
That is how the Pharisees were.
Kha kha pharisai te ho om dan dik tak chu.
All bones.
Ru ringot an nia.
When they came near people, people felt like running away.
Mi pui ji gan lo kal khan mi pui de khan an bula om khan chak lem lo mani.
You know, when we stand for the truth then we have no grace in our life, it becomes like that.
Thu tak ka zong ti ila a mai ro chu mangai na le khongai na kan nei si lo chuan chu su kan nu nom dan chu ni.
Lot of Christians frighten other people with their truth.
Ring tu tam tak hian chu tiang chuan mi tam tak hi an ti lau reng ani thu tak ringop mangai na tel si lo.
There are many Christians who are Pharisees.
Christian tam takring du tam taki pharisai an chi kha kan ni.
But Jesus was not like that.
Masela li su asu chutiang choni velo.
People came to him because the bones were covered with flesh.
Mi te kha mi pui khala li su ne na an lo kala ni athan chu kha ru a kha ti sa ina atwam pa.
That's how we must be also.
Tu su ke ni ring tu te poi kanom dan tu chu ni.
Let me show you another verse in Romans chapter 11.
Rom kwa mi te pena te ko pola le kha thon bung som le pakhat na khan.
Romans 11 verse 22.
Rom bung som pakhat sang som hi le pahi na.
Here it tells us about the nature of God.
Heta hian pathian zia anong tar langa.
Adam was made in the image of God.
Adam akha pathian an pui siamania.
Jesus has come to make us partake of God's nature.
Lali so khovela lo kal than su. Lali swa zia kan put ve thaina turin. Pathian zia kan put ve thaina turin.
What is God's nature like?
Pathian zia kha engen.
Read Romans 11:22.
Rombung som pakchang som ni le pani khan chia.
Here it says, see the kindness and the severity of God.
Heta hian pathian ti bai om zia le. Athat zia kha en kop te u.
There are two things there.
Khata khan thil pani alanga.
The two sides of truth.
Thu tak thu di amai le lam le lama.
God is kind, God is severe.
Pathian hi nilane ya atha a ale lama thu pathian hi ati bai om ani.
God is a father.
Pathian hi pa ani ya.
And if you are a father,
pa ini chuan,
you must be kind and severe with your children.
Pa ini chuan ifa te laka mil ineyanga chuti rualin iti bai om zia poi tilang tel.
If you are only kind, you are not a good father.
Ifa te chunga ngili nei zaidam ringotani chuan pat pa ini king lawani.
If you are only strict, you are not a good father.
Iti kherkhera ti bai om zia chau ifa te nei lan tirani chuan pa king ini lo.
Or if you are a mother,
nu ini poin.
If you're only kind to your children, you're not a good mother.
Ifa te chunga athil tha le thil khatiang jwa ti ti sakani chuan nuting nu takini lo.
If you're only strict with your children, again you're not a good mother.
Ani lo if we reng mai ni chuan nu tha ini lo ani.
Who is a good mother?
Nu tha ni tu chuan engtinian omang tu nge tu tenge.
The one who is like God, kind and strict.
Nu tha chu pathian ang hi ani. Athat jia lantel tira chu tirwala ati bai om jia po lantil ti.
I have seen many children who have suffered because their parents have been only kind, no strictness.
Anno pang liro tam tak annu phuai swala om athan chu annu le pa tena mangai na ang ringot a la anchunga lantira thunun na lan le tir si lo.
The parents allow the children to do whatever they like because they are so kind.
Anu le patika nan patika andu du anti tira kialan se china.
They are only kind.
Antan til thari mak khan du sak
china. They give them good food, good clothes, good education.
So than pea from no than pea jirna cha cha anda.
They give them pocket money to spend.
Sum le pai an pai tu
and they
I tam te pon pe china.
Allow them to do what they like.
Until ti do piang anti tira.
And the children grow up to be first class servants of the devil.
Ti chuan khat yang an au pan lo than lian len kha nen mel ma pa boy chi a lo tha number 1 an lo ni swak chi.
And then I have seen other children.
Tin lo pang chen khat a si dang
deu
kan hu le.
Parents are so strict.
Anu le pa te kha an vin em maya.
You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do the other thing, you can't go here, you can't do this, you can't do anything.
An pa ten hena kan ti lo tur hir mai khan ni tin jing atang zan theng mai khan am sil thi.
Morning till night, strict 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 rules rules rules.
Ni tin jing atang zan dan hir mai khan an pa te khan en kola.
Yeah, you can control such children till they are 17 18 years old.
Oh khat yang na point call chuan in no kum som pasari som pariat an ni theng te chuan khat yang khan en kol thei mai.
One day they grow up.
Amaro chu en tik niam chuan.
And they say, daddy, you can go to hell, I'm going my own way.
Niama chuan jing an ron thongai ma lo kalanga kapa idu du na kal taw ra sem hu na po kal ro ke ma te chu ka du na kal don an ron ti taw.
They also become first class servants of the devil.
Chu ti an mi po chu mel ma pa chi a lo number 1 an lo ni chin ani.
What a great need there is for parents who are kind and strict.
Nu le pa tha le ti bai om fa te tu nun thei mi bok chu tiang chu phovel hian tu lain ama mo ni.
That is why we need the Holy Spirit.
Chu tiang ti thei tu zon thla rao tiang him kan ma mo reng.
Just listening to a message like this is not enough.
A het tiang a tung ai thla ringot thu thang ai thla ringot thi a tok lo.
The Holy Spirit brings God's nature inside us.
Thla rao tiang lim hian ke ma ni a pathian zia aron la lu thi na.
He makes us kind and strict.
Bangai na lai ngil nei na min nei ti ra tin le lama chuan ti bai om mi thunun thiam mi thunun thei mi a min siam bok ani.
Let me take another example.
Em ti na ta khin na dang han soi lei la.
The Bible says that the Holy Spirit brings fruit in our life.
patient thu chuwa tharao thiang lim hian ra anei chi nani athia
like love
athia mangai nate
joy
lim nate
peace
zalen nate ren nate
and kindness and goodness many things
mil nei nate chan nate le thilang tam ta
the bible also says that the holy spirit brings us gifts
tin patient thu hian tharao thiang lim chuwa thil pek te po mingon pe chi nani
gifts like prophesying
thu sil lok thi nate
teaching
dir dir thi nate
healing
ti dam thi nate
speaking in tongues
trong siat lo trong thi nate
interpreting tongues
trong siat lo te sil siat thi nate
discerning spirits whether that is a good spirit or an evil spirit
tharao thiang lim le tharao sual te siat san thi nate
words of wisdom
thu fing fin nate
many supernatural gifts
a he khawen na apek thilo mal som na la thilpek tam tak thara thini men min pe thi nani
which is more important
khoi nge pui mo zo
the fruit of the spirit or the gifts of the spirit
thara thiang him ra nge thara thiang him thilpek te
that is like asking which is more important for you your left leg or your right leg
chu chu ikke ve lam nge pui mo zo ikke ding lam ti in zo nang de wani
which one would you like to cut off
khoi zo khame tan chum don ta la tan chumi du zo kham
you say I don't want to cut off either I want both
tu man kan du long a pa ni ne ni hi ke hi kan du do na ni
now the sad thing in today's Christianity is
tun lai jing tu nu na thil lu mai tha tak mai chu
some people say the main thing is the fruit of the spirit
mi chen kha chuan a poi mo ber chu tharao thiang lim ra hi ani
brother we must have love
una tu mangai na inei tu ra ni
we must have joy
lim na le lom na kan nei tu ra ni
we must be good
ichha tu ra ni
and then there are other Christians who say no we must have the gifts
tin ring tu pol le lam chuan ani lo kha kha ni lo tharao thil pe ki kan chang tu ra ni an ti ve le thung ani
we must speak in tongues
trong sia lo tin kan trong
we must prophesy
a thil olam tu te kan koi tu ra ni
we must heal
mi te dam lo te kan ti dam tu ra ni
And so you have some Christians believing this and some Christians believing that.
So when ring to khianin le lam an ringa chenin a chenin le lam ngai dan le lam khan ring le a.
You know what that reminds me of?
Tu suan in engai min shet chuati.
It reminds me of a man who ties up his right leg and tries to walk only on the left leg.
Mi pakhat ake ding lam banga puar betlata ake velam chawakal tum ang.
And you have a whole lot of people who only walk on the left leg.
tu tiang in mi tam tak ke veilam ringo ta kal tu mi kan tamani
and then you have another group of people who have tied up the left leg and they're always walking on the right leg
tin pol khatanom le a chu chu ke veilam ton betang ke dinglam ringo ta kal tu
how sad
alungai tha kani
god has given us both legs
patienin ke pani min pesia
what did jesus have
lali suwa khane nge ne
did he have the fruit of the spirit or did he have the gifts of the spirit
harau ra sokha malang nge harau thilpek te adong telbo
you know the answer
a thana chu insemayang
it's like asking how many legs did jesus have
om sia tolali sukhan ke engzange ne ti sona ang vela ni
he had both
a ke pani ti na ne ya
he had goodness
thanna ne ya
and he had healing power
ti dam the na ani boka
he had love
pangai na ne ya
and he preached
tan tin chha sil boka
he had kindness
nil nei na ne ya
and the ability to teach God's word
tin patien thu hi mi ta zirtir thei bokha ni
so I decided for my life
in ke pon kan una tan chuan in thutluk na ka siama
lord in all these areas I want both sides of truth
lal pa he muna hian he thu tak ale lama mi ve ve pa ni hian apa ka du ani
I want to be a disciple who walks on both legs
lali suwa zui tu ke pahi akal ni kadu ani
like in the army they say left right left right left right
sipaya chuan left right left ding vei like an thing
so I'm also a christian soldier
ke po ring tu christian sipai kania
I also want left right left right
ke pon tu tiang anga kal chu kadu ani
grace and truth and grace and truth and grace and truth
khongai na le thu ta khongai na le thu ta chu tiang chuan
kindness and strictness and kindness and strictness
mil nei na le mi thunun theina chutiang anga in kop thel chuwa
the fruit of the spirit and the gifts of the spirit and the fruit of the spirit and the gifts of the spirit
thara umal som na le
Then we can become like Jesus. So my word to all of you is, don't be a one-sided Christian, either left-sided or right-sided. When you see a right-sided Christian, don't react against that and become a left-sided Christian.
Mi ding lam ringot poma zui mi ring tu in hu chuan do le tin ave lam ringot a kal su.
You see, that's what's happening.
Chu chu tun lai thil theng mek hian ni reng bok ani.
There are some people who say have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They are all the time speaking only about that. They have no other message. And other people react against that and say, we don't want that at all. That is not the most important thing in the Christian life. The most important thing in the Christian life is love. The Bible says that if I speak in tongues and I don't have love, I'm just a noisy bell. I'm useless.
So,
we can say love is like the heart of the Christian life. And tongues is like a little finger. If in your body you have a little finger but no heart, what will happen? You will be dead. But if you have a heart but no little finger, that's not so serious. So love is the greatest. But supposing you have a little finger, should we cut it off? No. Now I find two extremes among Christians when it comes to a gift like speaking in tongues.
It
sounds like a little finger. Some people have made this little finger 12 feet long. Now if I walk around the town with a 12 feet long little finger, I'll be hurting everybody wherever I go. And that is how some people who speak in tongues do. They hurt everybody wherever they go.
And
some Christians see this and say, this is terrible.
So
let us cut off this little finger altogether. We don't want a little finger. What stupidity. I say, I want a little finger, but I want it 2 inches, not 12 feet. That is the problem with so much that is happening in Christendom today. What is the most important thing? Let's give importance to that. And the smaller things, don't cut it off. Let's have that also.
See,
for example, I've got 5 small toes in my foot, 1 foot. They're so small. Even if all of them are cut off, I can still live. But why should I cut them off? I won't cut off any part of my body which God created. In the same way, everything that Jesus has given to the church, we must have.
But
if you don't value them, you won't get them. See, many people seek for the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
mi dam tak ton kharau thiang ri ma baptisma chan chung chang hian soi thi
but they have a little fear
ma se ten sau na aru kin an nei thi
will I suddenly get the 12 foot long little finger if I get baptized in the holy spirit
ah an ngai dana chuan na kun sung te ki som pa ne si kha thaw le kha ta thara thil ron khen ka nei phu tang en
don't be afraid
ah ha om re reng lo
you say lord give me a finger the right size
lalpa kujung te a size dik takhi min pe mai la
god is a loving father
pathian in pangai pathian ani
if you ask him for bread he won't give you a stone
changi dil chuan lung te pelamang che
let us not be afraid of the holy spirit coming upon us just because we have seen some crazy people doing some stupid things
a tharao thiam him kan te na lo theni is lao la bang u hati lai tharao thiam him lo theng an ti mak tak takami kho sa kan hu wang mai hian i hau la bang u
see I made that mistake in the early part of my Christian life
a kaling tu nun ka bulchan na ti lampanga chu dik lawa chu ka lo ti to a
I was born again but I was not baptized in the Holy Spirit
ka piang thar to a mai ro so thara thiang ri ma baptisma kala chang la ba
and then I saw certain people who said they were baptized in the Holy Spirit but they were behaving in such a mad way
tu ti lai chuan mi then kha tharao thiang lim min min pola min chen thil ti a mi a ang mai kho sa ka mu thi na
as a young 23 year old man I went to some of their churches and I saw all confusion there
tu ti lai chuan kum som hi la pathum mi ka nia am bia kin a thang pa in kho ma a abuai noi noi mai ni tharao thiang lim chang tin ti si kha
I said lord I don't want this
lalpa he ti hi tu ka du lo
but I said lord I don't have power
ma se lalpa thil ti the na ka nei si lo
I do want what Peter, James and John got on the day of Pentecost that I want.
Peter ale Paul ate Jacob ate na Pentecost niya anchana kha ero suka duani.
That mighty power that came upon their life and changed them into men on fire for God.
Khatil ti thenaro pui tak an mena lo thenga annun ti dang lama khovel kap khovelat sanchin tha puang.
That I want.
Khatil ti thena ka duani.
That I want.
Su suka duani ka
ti. But this strange fire, I don't want this strange fire.
He me vana tanga lo tlan ti ma se mak tak mai dang lam tang mai ro suka du lo.
Why don't you pray like that?
So they are not getting time my love
why don't you say lord what the apostles got on the day of pentecost that was a real thing
as you see them pentecost nia tharao thiam man sana ka tharao thiam him dik ania
that man peter who was so afraid to witness even to a servant girl suddenly became so bold
peter alali suaro rel tuma omlaya chialo me chia ma po sanchin chalali so thangam lo kha why sin takin sanchin chashil nam ta ni kha
let us be open
in hong ang u
to the holy spirit
thara thiam him lo thena tu hian ke mari
lord I want to follow jesus
lalpa if a paiso christai atung zui ka du ni
so we saw that jesus told us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature
so finally suwa khan khovel ram song song ka lo thil sam song song thena sanchin chashil lo min ti a
that is one side of the truth
tu 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 di Mile Amazonia
the other side of the truth he said after you preach to them make them into disciples
Mile Alamatsu tantin thai shilnu zirtira siamro ti ani
that's like saying go into that town and lay a foundation and then complete the house
to be omzia to so kwa son balut la lungwa phum la chu ta chon in apumin tharo ti na ngani
now like I said supposing Aizawl was full of lot of foundations and no completed houses
nichina so yang khan in Aizawl kho pui chung hi in sak zo omnia lovin alung phum ri wa ta hi om ta phur mai sala
how could anybody live here
tu te nga cheng thia
and if there were only two or three completed houses then those are the only houses where anybody could live
in panhema pathuwema sakzo so om phejon kha cho kha mishing te kho sakthei na tu so
you need to apply this illustration to yourself
he takin tu hi nang ma iman apoimo
is your life only a foundation
inun kha lungphum phum ringo temni
or is it a house for god to live
nge in sakzo lali so pathian chen thei na tu ra sakzo
what is this foundation
hello hi enge ni
let's turn to Hebrews chapter 6
Hebrai bungulu kha an enle simila
Hebrews 6 and verse 1 and 2 Hebrews chapter 6
Hebrai bungulu
verses 1 and 2
sang khale sang hi na
we read there
ti hian kan huwa
very important words
hey hi thil poimo tak mai thu poimo tak mai
first of all it says let us leave the elementary teaching about Christ and press on to perfection
ama sabera chuan chuti chuan Christa thu bulshil to lovin puikin lam ipanang u
Listen to that again. Let us leave the elementary teaching about Christ and press on to perfection.
Chuti chuan Krista thubul sil to lovin puitlin lam ipan ang u.
In other words, let us leave the foundation and now complete the building.
Atuna kan trong kam man lai mek anga chuan ilung phum kha phum zo la kal san la achung lama sak kum na lam kha be ro.
And the rest of verse 1 and 2. Don't lay again the foundation.
Thirty T Sim Nate, Patien Lamarin Nate, Baptist Matele, Kun Hale, Miti Tole Nale, Satuana Rore, Nakong, Lamzir Tim Nate, Lumpum, Tupumle, Tolovin.
Don't lay the foundation again.
Alumpumaripum does not pum non let us.
After you lay the foundation,
Lumpum Haipum Zotosuan.
Don't keep digging it up and building the foundation again.
And
again digging it up and putting the foundation again. What are the doctrines in the foundation? There are six things written here. Repentance. Verse 1. Faith.
Rinnate,
baptisms,
baptismate,
two baptisms, water baptism and baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Baptisma panhi, tuya baptisma le tharao tiang baptista matanna.
Laying on of hands,
kunnate,
resurrection from the dead in the final day.
Mithi thole na, kununga mithi thole na te.
Eternal judgment.
Statuana rorel na te.
That is the foundation.
Chu lungphu mate chu ani.
You have repented.
Isima,
you believe in Jesus.
Lali sui ringa.
You've been immersed in baptism.
Baptisma chang to a.
Baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Karao tiang him baptisma chang to boka.
You are looking forward to the resurrection from the dead.
A viti thole na ithi rai ha ka.
And for eternal judgment when Christ comes again.
Lali sua lo ka lehuna chatuan ro rel na be se ya.
Very good.
A chakop mai.
A good foundation.
Chu chu lung phum chat takani.
Now what shall we do for the rest of our life? Keep on talking about this forever and ever and ever. That would be like sitting in the kindergarten and studying CAT CAT for 25
years.
I don't need 25 years to study that CAT means cat. I learn it in a few days and I press on to study physics and geography and chemistry and many things.
So,
let us not keep on in the foundation all the time. Let us press on to victory over sin. Let us press on to more gifts of the Holy Spirit to serve God mightily in Mizoram. Let us press on, let's press on to get victory over our anger.
Let's
press on to get victory over our dirty thoughts. Let's get victory over our tongue.
Let's
get victory over the love of money. And our bitterness. And if you've got a hatred against somebody that you've not visited his house for 10 years, humble yourself and go and visit that person now. Even if he's done great wrong to you, forgive him, love him. When somebody does evil to you, don't try to overcome that with more evil. Only good can overcome evil. The Bible says, overcome evil with good. Romans chapter 12, verse 21, overcome evil with good. The last part. How can you overcome evil? Only by good.
thil tha ti chawin ani.
Supposing a man is your enemy,
atia mi pakam tel ma lo nei ta la,
how shall you conquer him?
Ani kha em ti mi wa pha thonang.
How will you conquer an enemy?
Em ti mi mel mai ma thonang.
Here is what one man said.
Kata mi pakadina soidan.
When somebody is my enemy,
mi tu tem ka fel mani chuan,
I think the best way to conquer him is by showing him so much love that he finally becomes my friend.
Me dan thaber chu mangaina ka re ang jong jong hi pe ka ato pa ta ka thian.
Then I have conquered him.
Chutiani chuan ka ne ti.
He was my enemy and I have converted him into my friend and I have conquered him.
A kamel mani thina ama tu na ka thian ni turin ka siam dalam ta.
If I keep on hating him,
ma sangin ama ka ka huat veren si chuan,
I won't talk to him,
ama ka biak du bok si lo chuan,
then he's also defeated, I'm also defeated.
Chutiani chuan ti klomina ama ke po ti klomin ka ama ni.
I once visited a church
we khatsu ko san pakhat hi katlo a,
where there were two elders
upa patni an oma
who did not talk to each other I think for 20 or 30 years
akha ko han upa te khan ne kum som thum chung deu thau kha nin pe thonga
ja they were both elders in the same church
amara tu ko han pakhata upa ve ven ni a,
they came into the presence of Jesus Christ and took part in the holy communion
only so christan man lo kala bhakti sacrament ten donga.
But then they would go out and they will never talk to each other.
Mase ponan an suak len in bengai re
len lamani. They had some dispute about some land or something like that.
Ram chum changa enge moi sia thiam lo nan lo ne ni ome.
How will they live in heaven? One of them will have to go to hell.
Vanan tine su tiang so nom thiang pakhat tu mo zo ka su chem muna kala ngai don ti na ni.
How will you live in heaven with somebody you can't see on earth? One of you will have to go to hell.
Avan ram akhen kho pelai mu du long ne ne tine nom thia tu mo zo su chem muna kala ngai don ani.
Be careful.
Team khuro,
maybe both of you will go to hell, you'll have to live with them there.
Alan dan chuan in pahin ni khar shem hunain kal zok mai the ni chuta chon hun atam zok mai the.
Certainly if you don't forgive others, God will not forgive you.
Mi ingai dam lo chuan pathian hin angai dam don lo re ren ani ti cheni ti shero.
What do we learn from Romans 12:21?
Rom bung som le pani cha som ni pakhat na hele nge kan thir.
Good is more powerful than evil.
Chat na hi sual na ain aro puiso ka chak zo ka ni.
Romans 12:21.
Rombung som panhi chang som ni le pakhat.
Good is more powerful than evil.
Cha hi sual aina chak zo ka ni.
Because you can overcome evil with good.
Achan chu sual hi chan nai ni the thei awangin.
But in the world they try to overcome evil with more evil.
Ma se khobela hi chuan thil sual hi thil sual dang at ne antum thina.
One country fights with another country, the other country fights even more with that country. In the world it is like that. When people in the church are like that, they belong to the world. They are not part of Jesus Christ. Let me turn to Luke 14.
Luke bung som le pali kha ke ule ila.
We were looking at these conditions of discipleship.
Azirtir iswazui tu ni man rontalan kha.
Number 1, verse 26, that we love Jesus more than anything else.
Luka bung som pali chang som hi le paruka khachuan thil dang zong zong ai la li suwa kan
ma ni. 27, that we die to ourselves every day.
Chang som hi le pasaria ke ma ni ni tin kan thi thin tur ani.
And the third one, verse 33, verse 33.
Chang som thung le pathum na khan.
Jesus said, you cannot be my disciple if you do not give up all your possessions.
Ithil de zong zong kal san lo zon min zui tu in thei lo.
Now we need to understand that verse.
He chang kan she thiam.
What does it mean to give up all my possessions?
Kan thil de zong zong hi kal san om jia nge ni.
Possessions are those things I possess as mine.
Athil ne kan thi jon thil reng reng kan ina om te engkim mai katta tiya kan han soyang
thi. If I possess anything as mine, I cannot be a disciple of Jesus.
Katta tiya thil soi thei kan nei chuan lali suwa zui tu ta kan ni thei.
What does that mean?
Chumi om sia chue nge ni.
Does that mean I have to give up everything and go and live like some hermit in some forest or mountain?
A kathil ni zong zong ka san de ka tla na pu ka khwela ma tu ma biak thelo mu thelo ka om mai don ti nai
like some sadhu or sanyasi over there.
Hindu puithiam tlang ate mun phian rela no mang hian khom mai tu thi na ni.
No.
Ani lo.
That's not the meaning.
Tu tu om ji ani lo.
The meaning is I must not possess it as mine.
Hil hi katta ti nei tu tan sang angin kan om tu rani lo.
It is not my possession.
Kan nei katta tak tak ani lo.
Supposing for example I have a house.
Atia in lo nei tai la.
And one day I go to the registrar's office and I sign a sale deed and I give it as a gift to my son.
Ti chon kha ka in kha idarina phalangin kan siak ta ka phapa hne na thilpek angin kan pe chong ta ni.
That house is no longer mine.
Ha in kha ka ta ni to lo.
It belongs to my son.
Ka phapa ta ni to a.
But my son may still permit me to live in that house.
Ma se ka phapa khan kha ina ka om kha ala phal tho mai the.
All my life.
Kanun kadam chung zong pon kha ina ka om kha ala phala.
I can say I have the house but I don't possess the house anymore.
Tu wangin mi tene na to in ka nei ka tia ama tu kha in kha ka nei lo mani.
That is the meaning of this verse.
Tu to om zia tu ania.
Whatever I have.
Kan thil nei zong zong hi.
I say Lord from today onwards it's not mine.
Voina tang chuan ka ta ani to lo va.
It's yours.
Ita ani.
Everything I have will be for you.
Kathil nei zong zong hi itan ani.
I live in my house.
Ina chon ka cheng.
But my house belongs to the Lord.
Ma se ka in chen na hilal pa ta ni.
He allows me to live without paying rent in
the house. He ina hian man soi lo wa ka om lal pa na phala ni.
If I have a vehicle,
a scooter na mo ka re mo nei.
Or a car. It belongs to the Lord.
Lal pa ta ani.
It's not mine.
Ka ta ni lo.
I want to use it for God.
Pathian ta na man ka du.
I don't possess it.
Kan nei lo ka ta ni lo.
It's something like one day God told Abraham,
nikhatsu pathian kha Abraham athena,
take your son,
ifa pa kha swaila,
put him on the altar,
mai cham chunga da ala,
and kill him as a sacrifice.
Kanena halwa thil khana ron han ro.
Abraham obeyed.
Wo oya,
he put his son on the altar,
afa pa kha poma mai cham chunga da a,
took the knife to kill him.
Tem te la vien tuma.
God said stop.
Mase pathian son Abraham ngoi ro.
No need to kill him.
If apa tunga hani ko thaksu
atia. I was only testing you.
Akan sia teni atia ni.
You were very possessive about your son.
If apa kha a I nei tu lia lia maya.
You thought that son is yours.
Kha apa kha ita emo itia.
I want you to give up your son to me.
Tu wangin if apa kha kat ne na ron san turin kati.
Now take your son home.
Tu tu na thani apa kha ina swai le to la.
And from that day Abraham never possessed Isaac.
Khaminia tang khachuan Abraham akana papa Isaac akha.
He had
me to ngal atani to ngai lawan.
Isaac was not dead.
Isaac akha asit wang law.
He was alive.
Alanunga.
He was in the same house.
In khatan la cheng hova.
But now he belonged to God.
Ma selal pata ani.
Do you have a bank account?
Bank asumine.
All these years you possessed it as yours. This is mine.
Khan isumda kha voini thengin kata kata. Idea.
God says you can still keep it in your name but give it to me.
Apatiyon a imingkon la dala poilo amai ro su katan kha kha rom se sang ro.
You don't have to give all that money to the church or to the poor.
A biakina khoshana emo rethi ten hen ami sum song song ei pek hera ngai chong lo.
Don't possess it.
Ma sang ita ami nei su.
Hey Lord, it's yours.
Lalpa hang hi ta ni.
Do you have children?
Fa tin ne ya.
Don't possess them. Give them to God.
Nei su. Lalpa tan pero
we must possess nothing
in mai kan nei dur anilo.
Then we can be disciples.
Chutiang chau chuan lali swa zui tu di kan
nei don. We are people who like to cling on to many many things.
Mishin be yan ma khopa thil tam tak a doma hum be anei hi kan chak china.
Anything we get we say that's mine.
A kan thil mu thela kan la si piang ai chu katan ka ban de ma kan la china.
That's not yours, that's mine.
Kakai tani lo hai ka chan tu re khatani.
Spend our life possessing 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 and being miserable.
Kanun pung mi du am nai a nei belzel nei belzel du in chute so kanun hi kan pang thina.
You know in heaven when some faithful man of God is rewarded and God puts a crown on his head.
Nga to ola banra ma khian lal pata na mi rin om banra man kal ta sela rin om na lal lukhum a lua handa ta sela.
What will that man do?
Khapa khan ning timi atian.
He'll take that crown and put it at the Lord's feet and say, Lord, it's yours.
Khapa khan khalalukum adona khala chua khanga patian ma da angalal pa hi ta ni.
We read that in Revelation they cast their crowns before him.
Thupuala su su kan mua anlalukum dona kha patian pa ma.
Nobody in heaven will say anything about anything. This is mine.
vanra mata tu man he hi kata te na kan soidon ta lovane.
That is how we are to live on this earth.
Chu chu khobela kanam dan tu chu.
Lord, all that I have is yours.
Lalpa ka thil ni zong zong hi ta ania.
Do you want my life?
Kanuni du ani chuan.
It's not mine.
Kata ni. Kata ni law ita ni.
You can use it.
Idu angin pang mai ro.
Does your work need some of that money which is in my bank account? Sure, Lord, it's yours.
Iram dau nanan ha hianin heta bank ka sum da hi atulani chuan lal pa phang mai ro.
Tell me how much I should write a check for. It's yours.
Em zange tu kan azia za tu min shila kala chuak mai.
It's not mine.
Kata ni lo, kata ni.
I'm only a manager managing God's money in my bank account.
A bank ka sum khalal pa sum a en kol tu mai chau kani.
Living in God's house, managing the house for him, it is his house.
Kan ina kan chenga ni pon kan ina ni lolal pa ta kha ina chenga kha inen kol tur da mai kha kan ni.
I have a car, I have a property, everything is for him.
Car kan ya ram kan e kha lal pa ta ve kan ni.
Is if God says use that for one of my children, sure Lord, how do you want me to use it?
Kha ni thil ni ta kha kami te tan ka fa te tan han mang te ati chon.
You know, ni
lal pa ka mang mai tin ya man dan min ham sil te le kan ti mai tur.
Have you ever noticed in the Lord's prayer,
lauti ana kan soichin a hianin lo chin chia tong ai,
what do we say?
Eng timi kan soichin kha,
give us this day our daily bread.
Ni tim ka nei khopin chaw min peng che tin kan soichina.
What is the difference between that and praying, give me this day my daily bread?
Le tiang zo ina chong chai le tai la lalpa ni tim ka ei khopin chaw mi pe ang che.
That is the devil's prayer. Give me this day my daily bread.
Chu chu setan atong chai na ni kema mi mal bi soina ang chiya kha.
The Lord's prayer is give us.
Lal pa chong chai na chu min pakhat ai tam.
Lord
soya,
if my brother is hungry, please give him also. He also needs bread.
Need him kana ikhopin ka de kan kan nilan kan kan de chu wangin kat hen ompa ka unau pa ril tram po kha e tur pero kan ti telani.
And if you give me a little extra, I can give him also.
Thi lakshon yam de khalo dong ani chuan ka unau pa hena po ka pethei.
Forgive us our sins, not only forgive me.
Kan thil ti sual min nai da mang che kan ti kan kan ti ka ni la min kan tin kan ti
forgive me
ka min nai dam ro.
Forgive him also.
Kan ti chuan
and forgive that other person also.
Kan kan ti so ti min nai dam la kabula mi po ngai dam ro.
And that wicked person over there, forgive him also.
Ka lai mi sual tak po ngai dam ro kan ti kan dil sakte la ni.
That is the disciple.
Chu su sui tu ni na ni.
He doesn't say mine mine mine.
Ka ka ati zo vek lo.
Everything is the Lord's.
Eng ki milal pa ta ani.
Your life will be supremely happy when you do that.
Chu tiang ai tu su iti chuan inun kha tu asim ngei ngei don ani.
Those who are misers, who grab and possess things, are miserable.
Mi ui kom atana engkim la tum su nun sim nun lo man nei thei lo.
In English, the word miserable, the first part of it is miser. All misers are miserable people.
Sa trong miser trong atana da chi a thei lo wa sa trong trong se mani a mi ui kom mi du am te si na ne tu na an trong kam kha.
Brothers and sisters, let's learn to give God everything.
Lalpan hena kan engkim petu pek hi izirang u.
That's what will make us happy.
Chu suan min ti lim
do. The way of discipleship is the way of happiness.
Lali suan zui tu kong hi kong sim om kong lom om ani.
It's the way of glory.
A ro pui na kong ani.
Let us follow Jesus.
Lali suan tu tian suan zui yang u.
Tomorrow morning we'll have our final Bible study at 6:30.
Naktuk zinga daruk lesson we kan Bible study nunung ber to ber kan pang don to a.
Let's pray.
Itong chang u.
Heavenly Father,
kan pa du tak pha na mi.
You see the need of all of us bowed down before you.
Voinai ma lo kun song song te na kan ma mo theu chu lal pa na ngin shia e.
We are such selfish people.
Lal pa mi du a ma ni ma sia kan ni a.
Our whole life revolves around thinking only about ourselves and our families.
Kanun pum pui mai hi ke ma ni le ken chung kwa bi nula hian lalpa kal kwal thi na.
We possess so many things for ourselves.
Ma ni tan thil tam ta kan lo hui khom taw thi na.
And our lives have become useless and miserable.
Chu mia wang chu lalpa kan nun hin man tlak ni lovin ani taw lova nun she om kan mang me ka ni.
Change us, Lord.
Lalpa min ti dang lam la.
Come in by your Holy Spirit.
Ithara thiang lim kan ne na lo kheng la.
And release us from, help us to release all those things that we are clinging on to.
he kan tan na sal kan ni na la ka chang hian lalpat chuak thei turin lalpa nang min chan puyang che.
Give us grace.
Lalpai khongai na min pe la.
And truth.
Thu tak min pe la.
The fruit of the Spirit.
Itharau ra min pe
bok la. And the gifts of the Spirit.
Lai tharau thil pek min pe bokong che.
As parents, make us kind and strict.
Nu le pa tha anin lalpa tuna en nil ne na le zai dam na le sapati bai om na thleng pon min petella,
so that all around us can see the beauty of Jesus in our lives.
Bitwan lalpa kan vela mi zong zong te hian iro puizia to kan na tangin an lo mu chua ve thei na.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Lali so Christa mingin kan di la che. Amen.